it's awful news for a young man to be starting out his career, and obviously quite a successful player so far. He's done very well to get into the position he's in, and to be taken away so soon from his family and his friends and all his loved ones is obviously devastating. It can be a cruel game at times, but obviously these things don't happen too often, but when they do, it certainly hits home and makes you realise what you've got at the time.
And it really does just show, it brings it into light what can happen when you're playing a game like this.
It certainly does, yeah. I think it really puts things into perspective when things like this happen, and thankfully it doesn't happen too often, but when it does, it really hit home to you. And I think the rugby league community in general, just it really hits hard that something so tragic can happen, and obviously in the game that we all love so much, and people sort of forget sometimes that we are putting our body on the line at times, and tragic things like this can happen, and for Rowan and his family, it's certainly hit them the most.
It most certainly has, and obviously the rugby league community will group together and really help his family out. Just moving on to what's happened at Leeds Rhinos, a win against Salford Red Devils at the weekend. Just how important was that victory?
It's been very obviously very important for us. It's been a very difficult period, and I think a very difficult year, to be honest. It certainly hasn't gone the way we imagined, but obviously we're delighted to collect the 2 points at the weekend, and hopefully now we've got something to build on, and hopefully go now and challenge ourselves and go on a little run.
Of course, it was quite a low-scoring victory, but just how important is it that you're getting them 2 points? Because it is all about momentum, trying to gain momentum, and this could be the start of what could be a run.
Yeah, I've no illusions. We're at the bottom of the league, so when you're looking up, there's no down for us at the minute. So we're looking up to other clubs and see what we've got to do to obviously catch them. But we know we need his performances, and that's what we've been lacking a bit. We've been lacking on a consistent performance over the 80. We've played well for spells, but we just haven't been able to dish the goods up for long enough. So it was certainly very pleasing, and hopefully now that can give us some momentum and some confidence going into this week.
And just how pleasing was it to get that victory in front of the home fans? Because obviously through thick and thin, they've been with the club throughout the season.
It's been brilliant. Obviously, over the last 2 weeks, we've played at home both times, and I think they've been the highest crowds of the Super League rounds, and there's been some big derby games and obviously top of table clashes there. So the fans have been brilliant throughout. They stay after every game. They sing, clap and applaud us throughout, and it's fantastic to see, and hopefully now we can hopefully start repaying a bit of that faith.
And looking at the next game against Wakefield, obviously they're a team who have got that massive incentive of, they know that if they beat Rhinos, they've got top eight guaranteed for the end of the campaign. I mean, it's going to be a tough game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big derby as well, isn't it? Obviously, Wakefield been playing some good stuff, and they've had a fair old year. They've obviously recruited very well, and obviously Chris Chester's gone in there and done a fantastic job, and got everyone playing and enjoying the rugby again. So, yeah, it's certainly a tough opposition, but we're under no illusions what we need to do. We need to perform and obviously create some momentum and build on what we did last week.
And just looking at Wakefield, obviously the challenge of where they are in the league compared to where the Rhinos are they a team that you feel that can be beat? Because obviously they've had one or two poor results in the last few weeks. Is that something you'll be looking at?
To be honest, no. We go out with the same mentality every week that we need to sort our own backyard in order. We need to perform as individuals, and collectively that will come together then. And that's probably what we've been lacking a bit. Some of our senior older boys probably haven't been performing up to scratch, and hopefully now that we've been getting a few more consistent performances, we can really stand up to that. So I think it's all about us this week.
And do you feel that the injury crisis, which obviously did happen at the club, do you feel that really did have an effect, and now players are coming back, you're starting to feel that you're gaining that momentum?
It certainly doesn't help, does it? Obviously, we've still got Zach Hardacre, Ryan Hall, Carl Ablett, Tom Briscoe, with four or five players who walk straight into your first 13. So we're still doing it tough, but what we've obviously gained this year is we've got some invaluable experience for some of the younger end guys, and they've come on leaps and bounds, and it's been great to see that Max chucked them in and show some faith in them, and they've repaid him with that.